Hilarious and rad is how Kurt's son described Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Kurt's daughter said, "Leave me alone and get out of my room." Kids are fun. Back to the show on Star 102.5.
I have a pregnant friend who is due soon. She's coming up anyway, maybe in the next month or so. You never know with the babes. I had one babe that came 2 weeks early. One was 1 week early. Were your kids early, Ken?
Yeah, but mostly on time. By a few days, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not that off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't throw the whole plan completely out the window. I mean, that's the one good thing is it's usually within a week or two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you hope. I mean, that's the hope. But she's preparing, obviously, deeply nesting, getting the, she's got all of her, her nursery all ready, the clothing all done, you know, all the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me, Ann, you know, I'm getting in to get my waxing done. I was like, "You're waxing? Like what, your upper lip?" She's like, "No, I mean my bikini wax." She's like, "I got to get it in before I go."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Are you kidding me right now?" When I'm trying to remember back to being 36, 37 weeks pregnant, mm-hmm. and about the last thing I was thinking about.
Yeah, I don't remember my wife ever mentioning that.
Yeah, no, same here.
Was a bikini wax.
Right.
But she's like, I mean, she does this. She's regularly doing, this is something she does regularly with, just it's part mm-hmm. of her routine. And she said, there's going to be, people.
A lot of attention to it.
Well, mm-hmm. yes. She's thinking about how the space looks.
Yeah, wait.
To like mm-hmm. the room.
She's thinking about what no one else is thinking about.
I guess. I mean,
don't you really? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Those doctors and nurses that deal with that on a daily basis, you really think that they care at this point?
No.
They have seen it all.
I know.
They have seen it.
I said to her,
They are not giving any of you that much thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, you have... I mean, I don't want to... It's her first child, so I hesitate in their first time going through labor and delivery.
You're
so
not that special. That kind of speech, no.
Yeah. No, it's not that. I don't want to give her the you have no idea what's coming mm-hmm. talk, because, you don't want to go into it with fear. I try to be very optimistic about these things and very empowering when it comes mm-hmm. to it. But at the same time, I'm like, this is going to be the last of your concerns mm-hmm. in the grand scheme.
I mean, but anyway, it's not important to her. Yourself, right?
Well, that's
bring that up, yeah.
So there's, anyway, I just thought it was funny that she is thinking about this and like prepping,
mm-hmm.
Getting this whole bikini wax thing going on before going into give birth. She's like, she's like, this is no different. She's like, I would do this before like an exam, you know what I mean?
Even before just an exam?
Yeah. Like she's thinking about that stuff.
Hmm. Huh. Okay. Well, all right. Curious. Anybody else listening who gets ready for something that it doesn't seem like you need to get ready for?
And gets ready, I think, is a funny way of putting it, but it is.
But that's what it sounds like.
It is. It's like your...
It's like my to-do list, mm-hmm. my checklist to get ready to go for whatever appointment.
I mean, the nursery I get, the car seat, that's important. But the bikini wax before giving birth... Just seems like an odd thing.
It just
to put
seems
on
like
checklist.
You're getting ready for something you don't need to get ready for.
Yes. Like, here's what's interesting. I'm just realizing that when I go take my son to get his hair cut beforehand, my wife will say, "Make sure you fix his hair." Why?
Well, because you want to show them, sort of, what you're looking for.
Well, they're
going to
be cutting it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll figure it out.
Right.
I would doubt it's their first messy head.
Yeah. It's a mohawk. And, it's shave the sides, move it off top. Done.
Okay, 2801025. That's funny. So what do you get ready for that, you really don't need to get ready for? Now, Aaron in Urbandale. All right, how do you get ready for something you don't need to get ready for, Aaron?
I spend a lot of time getting ready before I go to the dentist.
Getting ready for, what do you do?
So, they're so close to my face, so that I get, I'm already nervous about all the drilling and everything, and I think I just channel that into, I have to make sure my eyebrows look good, I better pluck any nose hairs, I can't have anything, like peach fuzz above my lip or anything.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Better make sure my eye makeup is symmetrical.
Yeah. Well, they're right up in there, and they got that weird light. I mean, I almost kind of want to bring my tweezers in a mirror, because I bet that light would show all kinds of stuff.
I think you should. I think you should. Just show up with the mirror and be like, hey, just while
Can
I'm waiting for the
strays?
Dentist to be seen,
right.
I'm just going to be doing this.
I'm going to pluck a few strays.
Maybe that'll give the dentist office something new to talk about right. that you do.
Is
you
that
know?
Woman in there plucking her yeah. chin hair?
But yes. Let me ask you this question, Aaron. Do you floss before you go?
Yeah, like almost only once before I go.
Okay.
I really need to do it more often.
Okay, okay. See, that still makes me laugh. Because to me, I always think that's the one time I don't have to worry about it. Because
right.
they're going to do it for me.
They're going to do it great.
The amount of people who floss before they go to the dentist is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, okay, you get yourself all ready to go to the dentist. Okay, Aaron, thanks for the call. All right, we appreciate it. You take care. Bye-bye.
Off the rails yet again. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.